Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the Clark County Developmental Disabilities Advisory Meeting, public meeting. It is Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. And just for your information, this meeting is audio recorded, and the audio recording will be posted on the internet through the county's website. And so we are holding a public meeting to discuss a few things that have come up legislatively. But before we jump into our business, is there any community input from anyone? I can see all those little icons at the top of my screen, and I'm not seeing hands, and I'm not seeing, oh, Darla. Thank you.
Sorry. It's a big hand. I just wanted to say that its advocacy days are going on, and Hattie will be taking people to Olympia to meet one-on-one with their legislators. And then on the weeks that we don't go up, we're actually the virtual advocacy days as well. So we would love for anyone and everyone to get signed up and attend with us.
Okay.
With that.
thank you for the reminder. Are virtual advocacy days, are they also on Wednesdays, or is that a different day of the week?
No, they're still on Wednesdays.
Okay. What's the focus next week?
That's a Hattie question.
Oh, Hattie's looking at me like, dare you ask.
That's the one thing I didn't bring
up. Oh,
with
that's
me.
Okay. That's okay.
Oh, here, I'll pull it up. I want to say it's family. Oh, next week is housing.
Okay.
I know that because I'm presenting. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Housing. And then Hattie has certain days that she's going up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then how many people can you typically take up when you go?
You know what? If we need more than one van, more of us will drive up.
Okay.
So as many want to go, we will accommodate.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there any other community input? Bob, you've got a fan spinning on like high speed. Are you someplace?
Should I move it?
Oh, it's okay. Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to, you know, cause anyone grief.
Hopefully you're somewhere with nice weather that you need that ceiling fan on. Okay, I don't see any other hands for community input, so we will go on to a legislative update. We've got Darla online with us, we've got Hattie here in the room with us, and so I'm going to turn it over to them, and they can decide who goes first.
I'll jump in, just because Hattie would prefer me to do that. Legislative session started on the 13th, and Hattie took a carload of individuals up. I'll let her share about that. The main thing that we wanted to talk to you about is that there are several bills that are being dropped, several by our local legislators, that really kind of are going to impact things. So the positive spin on that is that our local legislators are really wanting to do something good for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The concerning part is the bills they're dropping really aren't what we need them to be doing. So, but maybe we can use that as an avenue to modify them and make them what we want them to be. So, anyway, Hattie, do you want to talk specifically about Advocacy Day and kind of what's going on?
Sure. So Darla mentioned that last week we participated in Advocacy Days. We took up five individuals and met two others there. So there was a total of eight, with me included. When we were there, it was during Governor Bob Ferguson swearing in, and which was really fun to be able to. We weren't able to be there watching it in person, but we were across the street watching it on a TV, very similar to this. And afterwards, we had walked over to the Capitol building to see if we could get a meeting with a legislator or two. And we were able to meet with Representative Wiley for about 45 minutes, which was good. Trish had sent a text, I believe, that day saying that Representative Wiley had signed on to House Bill 1158, which I see is a line item here to be discussed this evening. And we just kind of asked her what her thought process was on that. And, you know, she kind of echoed a little bit about how Representative Leavitt and Representative Eslick really do their homework, and she thought that it would be a good idea to sign on with them. And then she had not heard any concerns from the community, so we sent her some concerns that we had, and which was good. We also had the opportunity to wave to new representatives Stuby and talk with his LA. We met with new representative John Lee from the 18th district, and then we ran into new Senator Cortez and had a conversation with him. Our next planned advocacy day where we will be in person is February 5th. And we are in the process of making meetings with our legislators in person. We'll also be going again on February 19th and March 5th. Those are all Wednesdays, and we plan to also go another two or three times on maybe a Monday or a Friday, where we can kind of capture some people that aren't able to go on Wednesdays. I know one of the days we're looking at is like the semester break for the school districts, so maybe we could get some teams and some parents mm-hmm. that don't have to deal with school stuff.
Cool. Gabrielle has her hand.
I know. Yeah, Gabrielle, thank you for waiting. You have your hand up.
Yes, thank you. I actually thought about the webinar that I was this afternoon. It is about the recent news with the new president that we have in the United States. There is an alert for businesses and offices across the United States. How you can help prevent federal officers from coming into your premises if you are supporting people that don't have a citizenship status, and an attorney from New Jersey shared in our webinar is that you can post sign on the front of your door or in your window, in your office, in your business, or let me see if my volume is up because I can see that if we're doing this. Okay, I think hopefully that's better.
We can hear you in the room, Gabriella.
Okay, good. Instead of having a sign that is a public office or access to the public, to say that it's in a private business, private office, and they have to ask for permission to come into your office, and it's up to you, your employees, what to do, if you give them permission to enter or not. And for that, for you to train your staff, your personnel, in case you have people that can be affected by them, and they're actually targeting the houseless community. They're targeting churches, schools, and any building that they can go into. So I just wanted to pass that information, and this was just less than an hour. Thank you. Yes,
Deborah. Yeah, thank you, Gabriella, for sharing that information. I'm just wanting to make sure that all of my team members get that information. Could you could whoever was running this training kind of come and share that information with us? Is there a place where we can get that written information to share so we can make sure and protect everyone?
So we're going to have the recording. So this was a webinar format. Okay. So only the presenters were recorded, none of the people attending.
Okay.
And as soon as I get the recording, I can share it to Trish and she can pass it to everyone.
Thank you so much. Excellent information.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gabriella. Was there anything else for for the legislative update.
I have one more thing. I'm sorry. This Saturday, so for the safety of the community, this Saturday we're having a Know Your Rights training at River City Church from 11 to 1. I'll also share that information to Trish so she can pass it to everyone. It is not published on social media or any other major communication format as a security measure. And the only reason that we are asking for registration is for the food, for the number of people that are going to be attending. But that's going to be a training in, by first for financial purposes, and then for Know Your Rights by the Washington Attorney Association. So I'll share that information with Trish so you can share it in the community. And again, please don't post that on social media, nor say they say Know Your Rights training, and just pass it like on text or Messenger or WhatsApp or some other format, but no Facebook, no Instagram, no TikTok, nothing like that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think the only other thing that I would add for a legislative update, I know the first hearing on this House Bill 1158 is next Monday, January 29th at 1:30. And I know in the past I have alluded to this little handy guide that we have that was lost somewhere in our server. And this is about crafting your message to your legislators. And I know we all love a good visual. So Darcy, our gal out in Spokane, she actually knew where this was and she found it on her desktop. So Darla, sometimes good to save things on her desktops. So I will get this to Trish to send out to the group. I love it. Like, your thumb is introduce yourself. First finger is what is my issue, why I care, why the legislators should care, and then make the ask. And then your palm is your story. So the palm is your why. And if you have time, you can tell your story. So I'll send this out. I love this.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
All right, something to look forward to. Let's try not to lose it. You share it with enough people so you'll always have a copy.
I was thrilled when Darcy was like, I have that today.
All right. And so our next item is crafting some sort of a legislative response to House Bill 1158. And I think all of you are well aware that the information started coming out, well, let's see, one of the letters was dated January 8th, was the Washington State Association of Counties. I sent a letter out that I think copies were sent to you. We had, on the 9th, an advocacy group sent an even longer letter, with their expressing their concerns and why they want the legislation passed, and it involves community inclusion and not running the community inclusion through the local counties, but running it through DDA. Is there anything else anybody wants to add to a synopsis of House Bill 1158? And then also, if you're not aware, Senate Bill 5428, introduced by Paul Harris, Representative Paul Harris, was introduced, I think, last night it was. And we have an appointment to meet with him tomorrow from, I believe it's 2:30 to 2:45, is our scheduled time to propose our legislative agenda and maybe have a conversation about some legislation that he's introduced. So, what are your all thoughts? We have a draft of a letter to the county councilors as well as our state legislators that has been sent out before the meeting. So, any thoughts from any of our community members, either here in the room or online, about either the letter or the bill or additional thing we want to put in the response? Karen?
Hi, thanks, Karen. So I'm Karen Williams with a provider of Trillium, and I just came from another call where a legislator actually withdrew their support for the House side because their in this case it's the commissioner, the county commissioner said no, thank you. So legislators haven't heard from their counties to know the concerns from their own counties. They're thinking, oh, this is just something good. Like Darla said, you know, they're well-intended. And so I think your meeting with Harris will be very key tomorrow because I think he's uninformed. The bill has a lot of misinformation in it and is, I think the other piece that you mentioned is, it's eroding the idea of an individualized service because it's encouraging group, which people can get through respite. So we'd like to propose, like, let's build up respite. These families need support. Let's attend to the needs of the families who are pushing this, but let's not blow up a system that's valuing integration and, you know, skill building and relationship building when you can fade services. So, yeah, I think it would be great to hear how Harris responds and for him to know that the board as volunteers for this community aren't supporting it, and then hopefully for someone from Clark County to be able to contact him.
Yeah. Thank you. Do you know who it was that withdrew their support from the bill?
I can find out. I don't remember which legislator it was. I feel like somewhere up north, but I will find out.
Okay. Yeah. It's no big deal. Okay. Well, yeah, so I think an opportunity to educate our representatives on the needs and also the harm, not, well, the challenges it would create, locally, yeah. And so anybody else have comments on the letter, Darla? I see your hand.
Yeah. I just want to say, so I don't remember if you guys, remember last year when there was the habilitation bill, they were trying to set up day habilitation, right? Mm-hmm. And what I'm hearing in the background is they're using this as a mechanism. The processor, the thought process is they'll get community inclusion to the state and then modify it to be a day habilitation service. And so, yeah, and not to say that individuals don't need things, and I don't know that respite's going to meet all of their needs, but if they take community inclusion away from our community, then it's just going to create another need somewhere else, right? So you can't take away from one group and give it to another group and not still have a need. There is a very small, very loud, very well-funded, very well-organized, small group of parents up out of Pierce County that are pushing this. Mm-hmm. And Gabriella and Sydney and Hattie jump in if you've heard anything different. But personally, I have not heard anything from the families in our community in regards to, you know, them wanting to move it or have a day habilitation or anything like that.
Yeah. Thank you.
We do need more providers, right? There are not enough providers for any of the services. Respite dollars are being left on the table left and right because there's just not the providers to meet the needs. But moving a service isn't going to create more providers.
Mm-hmm. And then Karen, you have your hand. Is it up again or is that still up?
Yeah, I was going to add something, but Sydney, did you want to say something in response to that?
I just wanted to clarify your question, Darla, around, like, have we been hearing families wanting to be the same as this other community here?
Yes.
That you're asking. Oh.
Or have you heard families that are, where they're wanting more of a group versus individualized? And are they wanting it moved from the county to the state?
No, the families that I've heard from, which was just this week, because I did I'm doing a series of training with Evergreen School Board, and anytime they meet as a full board, it's public, so there are folks who come to the sessions. And in this particular case, the families, the parents who came were parents of kids with disabilities. Because the board chair
has put forth to the district a assessment of special education services in Evergreen right now. So the special education services under Evergreen is being looked at very meticulously at this moment. But they brought this up. They agree with what we believe about what this bill is saying. And so they named it when we were at a break in the training I had this week. So yes, parents are very, at least what I heard, and these are pretty savvy parents who have lots of pull in social media space, and they large Facebook followings of families in our community who are not happy with how this is being written. So
excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. The other thing I was going to just add is that, and I'm sure Trish would never say this so much, but the removing it from the counties also is very concerning for a number of reasons, and I think a lot of unintended consequences that this parent group doesn't realize. So they're pushing that by taking out counties, which they refer to as just a fiscal pass-through, so as if counties do nothing, that removing them will save tons of money for the state, because DDA can administer this at no cost somehow. DDA has no capacity to do that. So one thing is DDA does not monitor any of their services. So there's no oversight for the services they have. Counties actually monitor and audit and do corrective actions to make sure that services are up to par, right? And none of that would happen if it gets moved out. So the quality of services would definitely decline, which I think is should be a concern for users. And the second thing is that the funding that's part of what counties get to administer programs like this also includes funding that goes out to community organizations like PEACE, like Parent to Parent, like outreach efforts to do resource fairs and family nights, that would be reduced. And I think that it's a miss to take localized control out of a service that looks so different in Clark County versus Walla Walla and assume that Olympia could figure out what those two communities need. And I think that's a huge piece of this that's like kind of being lost.
Yeah, thank you.
And then this is kind of just a clarifying question. Darla, you might know the answer to this, but would taking it from the county's control and then moving it under DDA, would that then go from like the employment pot of money and then move it to the aggregate dollars? So then it would have an impact on like respite and if you're having to use your aggregate dollars to pay for community inclusion now?
I think that the bill actually speaks to that and says that it shouldn't reduce aggregate dollars if it's moved.
Okay.
Oh, Susan's passing a copy of the bill over.
Yeah. I printed a copy of the Senate bill before I came up. All right. And so any other discussion?
I can share a draft of the letter if you want so that we can look at it.
Well, one thing is that hearing this next week, would any of the board members be willing to testify at that hearing to speak to the concerns?
And it's next, Heidi, you said it was Monday at 11:30?
Yeah, 1:30.
1:30.
Wednesday, yeah.
Oh, Wednesday? At 11:30.
Right, sorry, do I have it? I think Wednesday, 1:30 is what I have, but I could be wrong.
She's the 29th.
The 29th.
Oh, yeah. I can't. I'd love to, but I can't go in person. I've got stuff at that time.
Oh, you can do it virtually. Is that...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm looking at. I'm from about 9:30 to 2:30, I'm booked. Yeah. Anybody else, though? Bob, will you be back?
No, that's a flight day.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, so this is the first couple paragraphs of the letter that's been drafted. And so, yeah, there's just one more paragraph that you kind of can't see. But I think you've all maybe been sent a copy of this
email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kevin, is there anything you would change in the letter?
Or that you want to make sure we put in the letter? Or anything else you want to say?
What?
I said, or anything else Kevin wants to say.
Yeah.
I feel like the way that they want things to go isn't going to work well for a lot of people with disabilities. I think that the way that things are going right now is great. But I feel like this would limit certain things that we'd be able to do.
Thank you. Maybe could you go up and testify on Wednesday the 29th? Or does that conflict with the work schedule? Because you could get it right up.
Time?
Wednesday, January 29th at 1:30? Right, Patty?
Mm-hmm.
But it would take you, I mean, you'd probably leave here at, I don't know what time you leave town.
Well, we don't have that on the calendar as a day yet, but we would probably leave by, I don't know, 10?
10, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You can test it by virtually, too.
I'll have to get back to you guys on that one.
Okay. All right. And, you know, you can also do it online. You can testify virtually. Yeah. Okay, any thoughts, additions, corrections about the letter as it's written? So it's time for constructive criticism if you've had a challenging day.
I know there was one comment about this important, it was talking about here, in addition to supporting individuals to participate in their local community, community-based service providers, research community opportunities, assess accessibility, coordinate with local groups, and develop tools to support the individual, individual's participation to be successful. This important work cannot be done in 15 minutes per week as the bill calls for. I know that there's a comment about rewording that somehow or looking at that. So I don't know if there was any other ideas on that one.
Can already be offered in groups of 2 or 3 based on preferences or interests of the individuals receiving the services. In addition to support individuals to participate in their local communities, community-based services, service providers, research community opportunities, assess accessibility, coordinate local groups, and develop tools to support the individual.
Bob, did you unmute to have a comment?
I did. I think the part that I'm concerned about is with legislators, when you say that they're going to save money by getting the time down to 15 minutes per week, that's a tough sell to close down. And I'm just wondering if that sentence could either highlight that this is important, these community outreach directives are very important, and you shouldn't be undermining the availability of these services as this bill would be doing, or however someone might like to end that sentence. But that might be I get a little nervous when you have a legislator hearing that they're going to save money by you know, getting everything done in 15 minutes, they're going to say, oh, that sounds good. And what I think the sentence above it does is to say there's a lot going on in the community that we're going to be locking out. And so that would be perhaps why it might be good to quote. But let's hear from others.
Yeah. So, and this is just a technical wordy thing on my part, but the end of the sentence before that, where it says, to support the individual's participation to be successful, should that be the individual's successful participation?
Sure.
Or successful participation in the community?
That seems like a better flow for the end of that paragraph.
Any thoughts on the final sentence? That's going to be the last thing. That's going to be what they remember. Everyone is so quiet. I know you all are reading. Give you some think time.
Oh, and Karen had a comment in the chat. I don't know if y'all saw that, that everyone can sign in to oppose the bill, even if you can't testify. So that would be like a couple minutes to go to the website, to the hearing, sign in. Opposed.
Does that take you to the link that where you can comment on the bill?
Yeah, so you just enter your information so they know what district you're from, and then you say, you know, support or oppose the bill, and there's a little comment box.
Yeah.
And I think it's encouraged, especially if you're a person with a disability or a family member, your perspective is valued more than, say, me as a provider.
Yeah.
I think everyone on this call could click on that. Like Trish said, it's a simple few-minute process, and they look at the number of people that are signed in, pro and con, as, like, one of the gauges.
Yeah.
So even if people can't testify, and they might not have time, there are a lot of bills that are, I think five bills are slated during that hearing spot, so they're not going to have a lot of time for testimony.
All right. Thank you. Okay. And so if we're satisfied with the letter as it's been edited and refined, in order for us to move forward with sending it, we need to have a motion. Did we lose Amy?
I think Amy's here. She just hasn't had her camera on.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. I haven't seen you for a while. And yeah.
Part. No. Just see that.
So do we want to go forward with sending this letter?
Is that, Cindy, would you like to make a motion?
You're muted.
I know. Yes, I would like to make a motion. I'm like talking, you know, muted. Yes.
Okay. So you gotta state your motion, please.
the formality of it all. So how do I do that? I state the motion to send forth the letter that we've written opposing the bill.
Perfect. Amy, were you
attend, Sydney. I'll second Sydney's motion. Sydney, so brave of you to make the motion, as I sat silently.
All right, so all those in favor of the motion as stated, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. All right, so the motion has passed. We will get this letter off to our county counselors and to our state legislators ASAP. I'm here in the building with Trish so we can print a fresh copy, and I'll sign it before I walk out the door. Thank you all very much for hopping into our special meeting. Enjoy your evening wherever you may be.
I think Darla might have a question.
Oh,
I think she's raising her little
hand. Darla, sorry.
That's okay. It's not a question. It's a recommendation. As a community member and a parent, I would highly recommend this board of this advisory board go and talk to our county counselors about our concerns around this bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the letter will go to the county counselors, and we have Jordan Bogey, who has been listening in tonight, is our council policy analyst. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your support, Jordan.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
No problem. And just to say, if anyone wants to go to the council meeting next Tuesday, the 28th at 10 a.m., there will be an opportunity for open public comment. You'll have 3 minutes. Even if someone just wanted to go and read the letter that you all just put together, the county council gets a lot of emails. They get a lot of letters. Sometimes going in person and just having that human touch makes all the difference. So not to speak for what the council will or won't do, but just to say I've seen that be effective in getting their attention before.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
We have new members now too, right?
Yeah.
A new member?
Yeah. Is there anybody available on Tuesday at 10 a.m.?
I am.
Susan? Okay, great.
I can come.
And you can come too, Kevin? Mm-hmm. Great.
Awesome, because we can each, you can talk for 3 minutes, I can talk for 3 minutes.
Great. Okay.
And the county council meets at the big building downtown on Franklin, and
I'll send you the information, the address, and everything.
Yeah.
All right.
And it looked like there was something more in the chat. Oh, yeah, Gabriella says, can you send the letter with the changes? Yes, I will send that. And Karen said it was Rep. Shavers in the 10th district that withdrew their support for the bill after hearing from their county. Hope this helps in the conversation with Harris tomorrow.
Thank you. Representative Shavers, 10th.
As community member, thank you for those of you who volunteered to be on the board and share your expertise and time. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your input and support. And is... So, 10th district, so they're, what was I talking about? So they withdrew support from, okay, the House bill. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday. Okay, thank you everyone. I don't see any more hands up, and so I'm going to officially adjourn our meeting. Thank you.
Thank you everybody.
Thank you.